nobody pretends that the Super Bowl is non-commercial. It's a giant sales event, and proud of it. The telecast of tomorrow night's Super Bowl will, in effect, provide a test of just how quickly you respond to advertising. In an ad for Sony products, you'll hear a new singer, and then you'll be told how to download her song online, NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
The ad opens as a 50-something man prepares for a trip to Russia. The soundtrack is a remake of the 1970 Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young tune, Carry On, but it's sung by a relatively unknown artist named Alana Davis.
One morning, I woke up, and I knew you were really gone. A new day, a new way.
Robert, it's not too late to change your mind.
No, my bags were packed.
The ad ends with the man taking a trip on a Russian spaceship, a Sony digital video camera in hand. Words flash on the screen. When your kids ask where the money went, show them the tape. To the generation of the late 1960s and early 70s, those lyrics were about world peace. But Ken Dice, a vice president of marketing at Sony Electronics, says the company wanted to update the meaning for today's graying baby boomers.
Carry on, keep going, and have fun with this stage of your life. Live life large and maybe even a bit selfishly.
The ad aired briefly around Thanksgiving, and Sony officials say it generated a number of inquiries from viewers who wanted to buy the song. Larry Jenkins, VP of Marketing at Columbia Records, a division of Sony, says the company decided the Super Bowl was a good time for an experiment. At the end of the commercial, a credit will roll with the name of the artist and a website address where viewers can download the entire song for 99 cents.
This commercial being broadcast during the Super Bowl and being experienced by so many millions of people will have a very instant gauge via digital download if people responded or not. And I think if it is successful, it can become a new model. I think not only would we try it again, but others in the industry would as well.
In other words, if enough viewers download the song, Sony might give Alana Davis a recording contract. This certainly isn't the first time that an old song has found a new audience through a TV commercial. But Anthony DeCurtis, contributing editor to Rolling Stone magazine, says so blatantly pinning an artist's career hopes on her ability to sell camcorders galls him.
If something is being used to sell to you, you just have less of a regard for it than you do if, you know, it's something that you listen to in the privacy of your own home or that you can develop your own set of associations about.
For example, says DeCurtis, whatever personal associations people might have formed with Carly Simon's song Anticipation were probably lost after it turned up in a ketchup commercial. For that reason, a few artists have refused to license their music for ads. Stephen Stills, who wrote Carry On, gave permission for the song to be used in the Sony spot. Still, DeCurtis says, from a music industry perspective, the move makes sense. At a time when CD sales are down, it presents a provocative model for industry-sanctioned downloading of music.
Here's an example of essentially trying to kind of kill a number of birds with one stone. And part of it is the getting people to pay for downloads and also exposing an artist.
For the artist in question, Alana Davis, a Sony commercial, especially one airing during the Super Bowl, seems like a big break. Davis recently got out of a contract with Elektra Records. She says that company wasn't giving her enough artistic freedom. Davis insists that despite the fact that she's making a commercial, Sony let her be herself.
It can be a fight. Satisfying, you know, a label or satisfying managers, A&R people, all that. I mean, I think they hired me because they like what came naturally to me.
Sony certainly hopes that selling electronics will come as naturally to Alana Davis as selling her music. Laura Seidel, NPR News.